Okay, thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. And now we are in episode 93 on this October the 14th. My guest today is Nick Weber. How you doing, Nick?
Hi, pretty good yourself, Jeff. It's a nice, wonderful gray day out there right now, I guess is what you can call it.
I like the temperature, but it's certainly a soggy guy out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's almost like it's fall again, it seems like.
I know, but the good news is that we've got some beautiful trees out there. We're not under huge piles of snow yet, so I guess we're going to be okay. And I can hardly wait to be talking about some of the interesting things you brought in here with props and all the good things that are happening.
Nick's, that's what I try to do anyways.
Nick's very busy with so many groups and youth groups in the area and working full-time. I can hardly wait to get talking about it all. But first, we're going to play a little song here, and Nick's very kindly brought along four songs. And I think I'm going to be able to operate his gizmo here, and this first song is Rush, I believe. What's this song?
This song is YYZ. I chose because it's likely going to be my choice for instrumental song for this year's Junior Farmers Sing Swing up in Prince Edward County, I should say. So I thought I'd just get a bit of a taste of what I have to live up to.
Good choice.
As far as playing-wise goes.
Good choice. Thanks for bringing it in. Okay, folks, listen in. We're going to play this tune, and then we'll be right back. We'll be right back. There we are. We're back. Nick's giving me a real challenge. I get to operate his device here where we just played that song, Rush, right? What was that song?
Rush, and the song was YYZ.
Yeah, so I'm losing all forget all how I'm going to run this board here. So, folks, my guest today is Nick Weber, and we just popped between talking just between that song there, and just he's got so much on the go, I don't know where to start. But first things first, you mentioned this was going to be for the Sing Swing coming up in November. This your
You
know, state that again. You're going to is their motivational song.
Not motivational, more motivational for myself. It's kind of a challenge for myself. I'll be playing the instrumental part of that song on bass guitar.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So it's just a challenge to myself. It's a very hard song to do on bass, just because Geddy Lee is such an amazing bass player.
Yes.
But if I set a challenge for myself, that means I can work towards it. And I've still got about a month and a half to try and work my way towards it now. So it should be doable, but we'll see what all happens.
All right. I forgot already we're going to have you do that promo, but we'll do that in a minute here. So just to let our listeners know, my guest is Nicholas Weber, and Nicholas is come to this station through many different channels as a member of the renewed Waterloo Junior Farmers, and also as a representative on the board for the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. Nick has been in the agriculture scene for, from my experience, like, what, 2 years now, I think?
On this level, yes, 2 years. Yeah, but I've been part of farming for my whole life. That's just part of my background. It's always been there.
Yeah, tell our listeners, you're an Elmira kid. Tell us where you live and all that stuff.
I live just outside Elmira, off the Listowel Cutoff. We were a dairy farm about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. We packed that up about that time, then we switched to goats for a couple of years. We had about 200 goats for our time.
Yeah.
Then we switched to beef cattle. That was still about 2 years ago. Now we're cow-calf and sheep.
Yeah, cow-calf's a good choice right now.
It is. It certainly is. The prices are crazy right now. We'll see if they last.
It's funny. You've probably already know how things come and go in agriculture. You have to really on your toes sometimes, don't you?
You certainly do when you're trying to play both ends against the middle sometimes, trying to figure out which end you want to take and which side you want to take and how much you want to bet into it. It's kind of a real challenge sometimes.
My goodness. You know, we have so many things we could cover here, Nick. I'm not too sure. We sort of started out, I've always enjoyed your company and your comments because an important part of our rural fabric, rural community, are younger members as they move from being kids at home around the fireplace to striking out on their own. So Nick's right there. You've got you're working, you're doing the junior farmer thing, and you probably got your own interest, which is like guitar playing. Let's start from the beginning. We got to meet you through the junior farmers. Tell us what they're doing and what's going on. They're coming back.
Oh, we certainly are. Right now, pretty much what we would call it, the junior farmers season in the fall time. It kind of kicks off with what I would call the first big provincial junior farmer event of this junior farmer season would be Autumn Profile. This year it's being hosted down by Middlesex. But there's all kinds of stuff going on at the club level as well. It's kind of hard to keep track of what all is going on. Like, I know, for example, this coming week, we're doing a roadside cleanup. That'll be tomorrow night at about, I think, about 5 o'clock before it gets too dark on us.
Yes.
We have to do that before...
It gets dark quick.
It really does, so we have to push it up from our normal time of 6:30 up to about 5 o'clock so we have time to get the section of road done. And anything from that to also, we're starting to ramp up for Sing Swing, which is pretty well just a big talent show. That's the second big junior farmer event of the season. And that takes a lot of practice because we have to retrain ourselves how to square dance and two-step and all the other various fun things. And I'm still sore from last week in Perth County. We did a learn to square dance session with them. And I'm still quite sore from that, actually, funny enough. I thought I was good, but I hadn't danced in more than a year almost, and it's hurting.
Well, it's true. You know, you don't keep at something. It's like learning it over again. So
it really is.
And so, folks, this is the Junior Farmers, and this is a group of young people from. It started out in the countryside, and we're talking about sports. We're talking about cultural stuff. We're talking about community involvement with roadside cleanups. You know, there's a lot of things Junior Farmer does. A wide and balanced. List of activities.
It certainly is, and it's more than just farmers too. The name is kind of a misnomer nowadays because now we almost could call it rural youth now somewhat, but the name still has hung around for years and probably will continue for the rest of its life. But it's so much more than just farmers, and just it's everything and anything you possibly imagine, all kinds of community service and just all kinds of fun and lasting friendships you make through that organization.
And you're a provincial director with those guys.
Yes, I am the provincial director for membership as well, which is another wonderful hat that I wear as well.
You're putting a lot of, we used to call it junior farmer miles in our truck. So
we certainly do, but it's every second of it is worth it because there's always good times, good friends to be had at the end of that road, no matter where you go with junior farmers.
That sums up in a nutshell. That's exactly right. A great opportunity to meet people and have lots of fun. Don't want to forget, too, earlier this year, or was it last year, we had the exchange delegates on the show.
So yes, I think it
tell
was.
Tell our listeners about that. What's that program about?
That program works with, we partner with the various organizations like ours across the countries of the world. So this year there was 8 delegates, I want to say. There was 2 from Ireland, 1 from Republic Ireland, 1 from Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. There was 1 from Scotland, 1 from England, Austria, Switzerland, Germany, and then Tasmania.
Mm.
So there was a cross-section of farmers from all across the world who came out and they toured our area. I think it would have been back at the beginning of the summer. I want to say June.
Yep.
And last year, again, similar thing to that was back August. So each year it rotates, but the countries kind of stay the same. But each year you don't know what you're going to get. That's part of the wonderful surprise for it.
Do you think you'll ever get time to be an exchange delegate yourself?
I would love that chance, yeah. But we'll see what happens time-wise.
It'd be a lot of fun. Time-wise is the biggest thing.
It's a great experience for anyone ever wants to think, even hosting or going on your own. Either way, it's a lot of fun. You make these connections across the world and they last again for most of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let's play another song. We'll talk some more with Nick about what's going on. I'm just going to press the button. So we play the song first and just talk about it afterwards, or what are we going to do?
Sure, because I'm not quite sure which one's on the list next there. You have the machine there behind you, so yeah. We can talk about it afterwards.
I'm really a competent operator, so we're going to give this a whirl. Okay, stay tuned. It's episode number 93 with Nick Weaver from Amaya. We're talking about junior farmers and all good things rural. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Friday nights might get a little black and blue.
Hi, I'm Nick Weber from Junior Farmers, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM in Uptown Waterloo.
Perfect. Thanks for doing that, Nick. Doggone it, if I didn't leave my clipboard home with the full-blown details on it, and so I had to put that together pretty quick, and that's
just fine. Space paper here works wonderfully that way.
It does, and I can sometimes even be legible in my writing. So
I'm the same way, too, so no worries.
So that's a lively selection you had there. A nice story about a broken windshield. Why did you pick that one?
Tell us that one. Funny enough, last week when I was out in the fields tilling the land, that song came on my iPod while I was working away there, and it turns out a tractor just have a broken windshield, so I was kind of singing along with it. I thought, you know what, I'll bring the song to Jeff, make for a bit of a talking point on the radio show, so why not? It's all about the small stories sometimes.
That's true, you know, and I admire you being able to pick out those subtleties like that, because it makes it a lot more fun when you can match up a current event with it's coming ahead like that. So.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked a little bit about the Junior Farmers. Boy, you guys got lots of activities on the go even this week. The Federation has their annual banquet this Thursday coming, and I guess we've seen a few guys up there. You have a few yourself.
Yes, there. Unfortunately, myself I won't be there, but there will be a bunch of other ones from the club who will be there. I know of at least three or four who will be there, and it's from what I've heard. I never had a chance to go to it before because each year
there's something on.
Something the traveling gods conspire against me, and I'm usually heading up towards Thunder Bay for annual moose hunt. But one of these years I will make it. That I promise you, Jeff.
Well, that's okay. We are always glad to see you guys whenever you can come in, and whether it's yourself or others, and that's great. Great. Also, you mentioned you have changed jobs. I know sometimes you had to do the night shift with your previous mechanics job, but you have a new work now.
Yes, currently now, as the first week I come back, I think the 27th it is, I believe I'll be starting a new job as the parts counter person at Stolt Sales and Service in Elmira. So that's going to be very fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite interesting. I've worked customer retail service for years back in my home hardware store days in Elmira, so I know what's up with there. But I'm looking forward to the new agricultural aspect of it, more than just the hardware store side of things. So it should be lots of fun.
So sometimes the parts guy is the first guy you see, and you know you get used to guys coming in frantic or calm and cool, and you just don't know what's going to walk in the door, and you have to be a real. It's a good thing you have an experience with customers, you know, boy, I know some guys used to be able to memorize every darn part.
Well, after a while, you kind of get the flow as to where things are and what kind of goes on that way, but it's nice having an agricultural background and being mechanically inclined that way. You can kind of pick out what you'll have to do as far as parts-wise goes pretty quickly, and it's kind of nice. Well,
and you know, that's really lucky that they have that combination, those skills you have for that job, because it is very true that if you have some kind of mechanical background, and kind of know what's going on, you can get quickly to a bit more
very idea. Much so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes even more creative act of substitutions and trying to make something else work. That's sort of another
whole. Usually you try not to do that, but sometimes there's no other option. That's just the way farming life seems to be sometimes. You can't get it in. You have to do it yourself, and to heck with the rest of the consequences, you have to make it work somehow. It depends whether it's baler twine or duct tape or whatever it has to be sometimes.
Exactly. So, wow, that's a lot. So how big is our Junior Farmers now? You got a core group of about a dozen people. Maybe that's a little too generous.
I would say about 10 solid members right now.
Okay.
And we're always hoping to expand, but we make do with what we can get. But we have a pretty good core right now, so it's a matter of keep on plugging away, and we'll see what the rest of the GF season brings to it. Because, like I said, now the big thing is out on profile. There's about five of us going down, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And then Sing Swing is always a fun one, too, so we're trying to get a group together for that. But the question of trying to get people to dance for Sing Swing, that's always the hard part.
Yeah.
No one ever wants to do that.
Well, you know, it's very true. I mean, there's so many things you can do, and maybe your person would rather sing or something, or who knows what.
Exactly. It's a matter of finding what's best for you to do.
Yeah, and now the dancing part normally is in either, of course, you have two people as a couple, or most dances require four for square dancing, and how many do you want? I guess if for couples, that can be Western Swing night.
I believe there's three categories this year. There's a standard two-step, there's jive, and then there's waltz, I believe, is so far as what I've seen the list so far for this year. And then there's always a square dancing, which is always a fun one, too.
Yeah, square dancing has been a perennial favorite way back from the beginning till now. So.
Oh, it is. And people think it looks kind of funny, but once you get into it, it's quite challenging. It takes a fair bit of skill to master it, and it's a lot of fun when you get into it.
Yet, you know, and trying to get four people to kind of move at the same pace.
Four
and
people, it's quite interesting.
Four couples, eight people to move in the same.
And then try and get a time to music as well, and then trying to match all the moves together and listen to the caller and try and tune everything else.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Once you get used to it, it's not bad. It's just a matter of getting used to it the first time around.
Well, I know. So this is the second year for, when is there, I guess your anniversary is September. When is the, when do you guys call your anniversary?
Our new membership always starts over in January
so
of each year. So I think this is our third official year.
Right.
I want to say four unofficial years being since we were restarted in Waterloo here.
Yeah. And so then you usually have an annual general meeting or annual banquet, I guess.
We usually have an annual banquet. Which I think is usually January, February usually is when we do it.
Okay. So it's certainly, you can remember anytime you want, but now's the anniversary date coming up. And you know, you got people coming and going from many groups, including your own, because they either got work or they got school or something going on. So It's a thing where there's a few lifers and there's a few others that only can call junior farmers.
I was going to say, by now, at this point, I'm probably considered a lifer. But I probably will be there until I'm aged out, and then I'll just be an alumni helping by that point.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about alumni events, there's the Waterloo Junior Farmer celebrates their 100th anniversary in 2015.
Yes, there's a committee being going for that ongoing, I believe. I think you're part of that too, are you not, Jeff?
Yeah, there's actually probably about six or seven people on the main organizing, the beginning organizers list, and now we're soliciting comments through SurveyMonkey web portal.
Yep.
And you know, depending on, so you know, it's like for some people for reunions, they're just happy.
Exactly. Yep. Waterloo is a very strong, very long-lasting alumni base to draw from. So.
Oh, and you know, some of them would be happy with just an afternoon at a community hall, and some. Boy, I want the whole thing. Went to the banquet, the dance, you know.
So. Yeah, to each their own. But yeah, I've heard many stories about that from others, some of the other clubs who are 100th anniversary is this year across the province.
So we'll just try and do a little survey ahead of time to see just where the average is and what level, and then the committee that organizes it can kind of, you know, have some guidance on how far they can go and stuff like that. So yeah, lots going on. I think 4-H also has their...
There's a 100th anniversary green tie event on New Year's this year, I believe it is. Okay. I've seen the event. I have not seen too much more to it because I've been so busy with my own schedule, but it sounds like it's going to be quite the affair that's going on down there from what I'm understanding anyways.
Yeah, so there's lots of overlap. Oftentimes, 4-H members are junior farm members and vice versa.
Yep. Yeah. Or junior farmers will be sometimes leaders of the 4-H clubs. As my sister's a case in that where she is helping with a couple of 4-H clubs around our area.
Okay. Yeah, finding it another pressing time commitment.
There certainly is.
What else has happened there? You guys, maybe someone, yourself or others, can be an exchange delegate at times, but right now you're busy enough just trying to organize your own slate of activities.
Funny you should say that, because it's almost that time of year for the Welsh delegates to come in.
Ah.
And that usually is 2 weeks in November. I want to say the second or third week of November, and there's two Welsh delegates come over, and they tour across the province that way.
Mm.
I have no idea if we've won the lottery yet from Waterloo for that yet or not, but if we have put our name into it, but that's always a fun time as well.
Okay.
Same principle as the summer exchange, just there's only two of them instead of all eight.
Eight people. Yeah, so how do they divvy that up? Like, the delegates have maybe 6 weeks here, which is six county visits, and there's more places than that in Ontario. So how do they help the lottery? Did you?
Yes, usually it's goes by zone basis, and from there, each zone will have 2 weeks. And whoever in that zone is able to host or wants the delegates for our days, it's all kind of a first come where we all cooperate and see who all can do what and when, because when you're trying to tour eight people around at once, it gets quite pressing time and transportation wise. So just a matter of everyone cooperating and sharing the load as best they can.
So you have all these fun activities, but there's the organization stuff, and there's a whole bunch of skills to learn doing that, isn't there? You got how to run a meeting and how to collect one's thoughts to create a motion and be able to explain it. Because, you know, clearly for most of us, that's more than adequate is, you know, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And then you just do something. But for group activities, it requires a little bit more...
It certainly does.
A bit more formal organization.
Yes, it does, which is one of the wonderful things Junior Farmers does, because it teaches you all that stuff, how to properly run a meeting, and how to set up an agenda, how to make motions like you were talking about, and even how to make sure the whole voice is heard, not just majority ruling and crushing everything else that walks in its path.
And, you know, you maybe get an idea of it. It sounds frustrating and slow, but... It is also, for all things being equal, this is how things get done.
It certainly is, and it teaches you how to do these things in, say, the business world or the political world later on in your life if you need to be, which is a great skill to have.
Yeah, for sure, because, things happen by sometimes a long-fought-out consensus, because it just takes time to make sure everybody's got their... You know, perfect world, everybody gets a little bit of what they wanted.
Compromise is key sometimes.
And they learn the good graces of going with something they may not be 100% with, but they've got the graciousness to go along support it.
Oh, yeah.
So Very good skills.
Oh, it certainly is. And like I said, it comes in handy so many times in the rest of your life. It'd be surprising how often I've had to use the stuff I learned from Junior Farmers in various other parts of my life. You wouldn't think you would, but it's come in quite handy quite a few times.
I quiet at the appropriate time and listening to what's going on.
That too, or even how to run a meeting or run an agenda for someone. That can a lot of times you'll surprise a boss that way sometimes, saying, oh, I can write up an agenda for you if you want, I know how that stuff's kind of done.
Yeah, you wonder, those kind of life skills you can learn, like, it's hard to put a monetary value on
it. It really
them,
is.
But yeah. they can be a pretty pivotal thing.
It can be. And also it gets your name out there, too, and it's still a volunteer-based organization, so it's another good thing, too. Everyone loves volunteer service for our community, so it's helps everyone at the end of the day pretty well.
So did we talk about how many Junior Farmer miles we have in your truck yet?
This past summer, I would say probably close to, I would say at least 8,000 or 9,000 kilometers I put in my truck for Junior Farmers this summer from all the various runnings. Good example would be a couple weekends ago, I did a run down to Essex, Kent, to Kingsville, to help do information night for a new club that's down there starting
up.
That was a nice long road trip, but it was worth the drive. I got to see part of the province I never saw before.
Yeah, that's quite amazing.
I could not believe how flat it was down there once I got down there.
I still think that. I drive down, you get down below London, and it goes zoom flat. It just is so different from... So
everything you're used to otherwise in Ontario is all hills and valleys or rocks and trees or lakes. There's nothing quite that flat anywhere else I've seen in Ontario. It's quite something to see for a Waterloo boy like myself.
Now, you guys all went up north for Sing Swing last year. Like, didn't you guys go way up there? Where did you guys go?
No, that would have been Winter Games in Renfrew a couple of years
ago.
That was a good time. One of our alumni parents, we were able to persuade him to rent a would have been one of those passenger carrier vans, a 10-passenger van, and we all convoyed up there in that. And that was quite a time. And again, that's the thing about Junior Farmers. You get to make these wonderful road trips with the Vandal people you all know from your club, and the stories come out of those vans. Sometimes you can't repeat them afterwards because of what all happened in the vans. We'll leave it at that for the radio audience.
Well, it's all for good times, and I think anyone who's listening in knows exactly what it's like when you're together with friends of like mind and excited about doing something, and you just have a lot of fun.
And like I said, that was a fun road trip, too, just because everyone we had in that van was all similar mind, and we're all going to a provincial event, and it was one of the first big ones we've ever been to. Yeah. It was quite a fun time.
Oh, boy. It's just be fun to have a few more people join in. I was just thinking that the tie-in, the largest thing is you and others come to the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture meetings, and that group is... like in the Waterloo region, I think there's like 700 members. And so this is a political lobbying group, and it's like the farmer owners. And if you want to find out what the rest of the county is doing in terms of like what's your hydro rates, what kind of land zoning is going on. And this is the political, this is the typical way that agriculture in Waterloo County gets across this message to and its needs and requirements to the larger community. So you guys all come out to that and listen. It's not always very focused, but we do try to touch all the topics.
Yeah. But it's still part of the process that just we talked about, and it's all about getting the farmers' voices heard in this day, especially in Waterloo County or Waterloo region, where it's kind of weird, where we have a great big city in the middle and we're surrounded by farmland, all trying to get our voices heard amongst that this chatter and noise from the city. So it's good to have a federation like that where farmers can speak and have their voices heard.
Well, that's an interesting theme you mentioned. Like, it's kind of neat. We live in an area where, we can, a town person can go out and drive in the country and experience wide open spaces and lovely sunsets. And for our rural people, you can go to town and see the latest in movies or shopping. Yeah.
There's many counties in the province where that's not the case. An hour to get to a city of some size.
That's right.
Even then, that's sometimes not big enough city sometimes what you're looking for, so we're very lucky that way. But it's kind of a blessing and a curse, so too, as all of us farmers out here will know as well. There's good sides and bad sides to it. That's all I have to say. I think the rest kind of can read between the lines there a bit. But
the sensibilities between two different groups is sometimes like, what are you guys doing? It doesn't quite make sense sometimes, but but I appreciate what you're saying, and we're pretty lucky to have that the choices here.
It certainly is too.
What parts of Ontario have you been to so far? So you got Renfrew going on there, and our zone is probably, is that like Waterloo all the way down the lake?
Zone would be zone 4, so it would include the counties of Waterloo, Brant, Oxford, Wentworth, Niagara, and Holman, Norfolk.
Okay. So there's a bunch of people in that area that you kind of are...
Oh, very much so. We're all, because we're part of the same zone, we all kind of talk to each other. We're all fairly, relatively geographically close to each other.
And then the larger provincial organization, you mentioned you've been down, helped building a new club that's down towards the Windsor area, Sarnia-Windsor?
Yes, Essex Kent down there. Essex Kingsville Kent? Was where I was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so this is a group that covers a province from... one end to the other.
Pretty much, yes. And even there's a couple clubs. I think the farthest north, other than Renfrew, would be, there's a bunch up in the far east as far as Dundas, Carleton, Prince Edward County, and there's a bunch of other ones up there as well.
Yeah, so, well, shoot, it doesn't end there, does it? I mean,
there's clubs everywhere pretty well almost. Yeah, there's a couple gaps across the province now just because of the way the populations are, but it's, for the most part, the province is pretty represented in junior farmers.
And then is there something that you can come to mind that which would be a national organization? Like 4-H has national, but there's...
not quite the same for junior farmers. There is similar as far as the Ontario Young Farmers Forum and the Canadian Young Farmers Forum, but that's not the same organization as us, per se.
But it is a larger group of...
It certainly is, yes.
Younger farmers sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting if you want to get really involved, but pretty time demanding too.
It is, but I would say every second is worth it, especially if it's something you love.
Yeah, no, well said, and that's exactly right. Let's talk some more in a bit here, Nick. We're going to play another tune. And let me see here. Let's see. Well, I guess I think I should have moved this ahead of this. It's still going to be broken windows. I guess I didn't let it quit. So
it's probably a couple seconds of the outro, and then I'll probably start into the next song, I would say.
Let's see. Go ahead there. Well, not quite. You better come back and have a look. Okay. Come on back and we'll go play.
Let's
this.
See what I can do.
Yeah, Nick's going to come back because I'm incompetent to play something. And we're just talking with Nick Weaver here from the Waterloo Junior Farmers. And we're getting next song to. Better tell us what this one is. Well, it's the Wheat Kings.
Yes, the next one is a tragically hip song. It's a potential one for what I might try and sing at Sing Swing, but I'm not quite sure yet, so we'll see.
All right, we'll listen in. We'll see you in a bit, folks.
Pushing around the weather vane, Jesus. Sipolider, he sees the killer's fate. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. No one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning dreamy dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents' prime ministers. We came and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and prayers. Let's just see what tomorrow brings. We kings and pretty babes. Oh, that's what tomorrow
Oh, I just got a fast lesson on how to run an iPad here. Is this an iPad? What is
this? No, it's an iPod Touch. It's a couple of generations ago.
Okay, so Nick brought along his songs on an iPod Touch, and we're just got it tapped into the soundboard here. Because usually I just get them put on my playlist, and then I can just click on my own devices here. So, you know, we're just doing a couple things at once here. Good thing to keep the host on his toes.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, folks, my guest is Nick Weber, and Nick's a Myra guy, and he's busy working, and here today talking a little about junior farmers, and we just sort of ended up a little bit talking about, you know, that interface or that point of joining up with the Wairau Federation of Agriculture, where the issues are more, you know, the Federation tries to lobby on behalf of farmers' interests, and so... you know, we're glad that Nick and his some of his friends are coming out to the our meetings, and I go to those meetings, and it can be painful at times. But I really appreciate Nick and the rest coming out and telling us what's going on at Junior Farmers. I don't know. Do you guys have any connection with any other groups, or maybe in the future? But you're so thin right now.
At a local level, it's pretty hard to do sometimes. Yeah. It's the way it is. And I'm not sure how much some of the other groups have taken interest in us or not to a certain point. Yeah. There might be some, but like I said, I'm not quite sure where that all would lead, if ever, just because of the way things are kind of set up that way. But
well, there's only so much time in the day. What do you do, right?
Well, that's exactly it, too. You only have so many hours, and you still need to sleep sometimes. Otherwise, you just end up running yourself from the ground, and that's not good for anyone then.
Well, you can do it for a short time, very short, but you can.
I've done that before. The past summer, there's been times where I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to look back on, but the time is pretty hard to see out of eyes or half closed.
Oh, yeah, I know, especially when I think my best record probably been almost 48 hours straight with no sleep.
Yeah, that's a huge one. Is that one of the provincial events, or were you guys...
That was during the delegate season.
The delegates, yes.
That was during the delegate season. I think the way it worked was it was a combination of work and delegate time, and then also had help run a dance for a leadership camp as well.
Got it, yeah. So normally you wouldn't have to be too juggling all those things.
No, normally
I wouldn't,
but because of the way things worked out that way, yeah. I had no option. It's the way the shift was and everything else.
Those delegates are kind of fun. Now, I mean, obviously, everybody gets each other's email address and away you go. Have you heard that maybe you guys are anybody going over there to visit them, either formally or not formally, or are those guys coming back?
There's a bunch of informal ones, though, as you hear every now and people go and visit the people they've made friends with, or they go and return the favor sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there is a couple I've heard very positive things this year across the province, people wanting to go and do an exchange. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens that way this year. But, like I said, the rest all depends. Once you make those connections, they're there for the rest of your life. And that's the nice thing about hosting delegates, too, because that means if you ever were to travel those parts of the world, you know a lot of free places you can kind of stay to and go and visit them and stay in, stop for a night, and then carry on your way, which is, saves a lot of money that way, I guess.
Yeah, well, and sometimes the best vacations when you're actually more immersed in the population rather than now.
It certainly is, and you can avoid all the quote-unquote tourist traps as well, then sometimes, too. Sometimes worth the see, sometimes...
Sometimes not.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's well said. Nothing like going to actually staying at somebody's place and to really get the flavor of what the day-to-day is like rather than just all that nonsense that's... tourist traps are okay in their place, but sometimes it's nice just to hang out.
You get tired of them after a while, especially when it's depending where it is and what you're doing, that kind of thing. But
And you know, this occurred to me, Nick. It was we were talking at the last Federation meeting. This was last week, right? And Part of the continuation of governance is that the Federation of Agriculture represents the farm population, and why not a junior farmer rep? That was the gist of what we were talking about.
Yes, oh yes, yeah.
And so, you know, this is the kind of connections that are important both from the industry standpoint, the agriculture industry, but also to young people too, because, you know, there's not some kind of already connections going on.
Well, that's nice thing with any of us working in the Federation.
You'd be missing a huge opportunity.
Exactly, because it's amazing what the connections you have through junior farmers and through the Federation. That's kind of how I swung my current job and moving into now, because of for various junior farmer connections and 4-H connections and whatever else would have you in the region, and for people know me from community service stuff to junior farmers. So it's amazing the doors it can open for you.
You'll have to answer your phone, Nick Weber, junior farmers or sold farm equipment.
Not quite that way, but no. I almost could. But
yeah, I know.
I'm not sure how much Stoltz like that or not. But.
Well, you know, they probably would say no, but because they're all been good junior farmer alumni.
I think most of them there will have been alumni at one point in life.
They would kind of get it.
Yeah.
Because I think in lots of times, you know, those Wayne and Keith and those guys, they've had to balance a busy junior farmer life with their early work requirements.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think a couple of the people in there, too, also were part of the whole Junior Farmers Matchmaking Service back in the day, too. I remember a couple of them saying that was kind of the unofficial title we have still to a certain extent of the unofficial matchmaking for rural Ontario.
Well, there's certainly lots of good camaraderie and kidding
there
around.
There certainly is, yes.
In the group, and It's all part of the same of just being in the right place at the right time and having the opportunity to do things.
And yes, and also similar interests make a big difference there too as well. We're all
you know what? We got to, before we forget, I almost forgot. As people will notice on the webpage, there's a turkey.
Oh,
what's
the turkey.
What's that about? What's that turkey
okay,
about?
I can talk about it. This is, from going back from years, Sing Swing was as part of what they call a teddy bear tour.
Okay.
So you have a teddy bear in a vehicle, and you take this teddy bear, and you take pictures of it in the community or wherever where you travel.
Okay.
And this year, the theme with Sing Swing is JF Commander, so it's based off the Duck Commander TV series, so kind of camouflage and big bushy beards and hunting and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So this year, instead of teddy bear tour, they decided to do a decoy tour.
Decoy tour.
So for Waterloo, we have a decoy turkey that actually I dug out of our basement that we use for turkey hunting every now and then for hunting. So this is our idea. I think I can't remember the name we came up for now, but there's a name for it on the Facebook page for Waterloo Junior Farmers. But I decided, since I was coming here this afternoon, I'd bring a turkey with me because it would make for a good talking piece, and it already has, and a good picture already.
I know. All things being equal, it's 2 in the afternoon, and yours truly should be able to edit this and get it online imminently, and so you'll see the intro page. It'll have Nick and I and the turkey.
Yep, and the famous Waterloo turkey. See how far the turkey travels with us this year.
So that's the explanation. It's going to be part of a promotion for fun. It's a decoy tour. And what's the gist again? Tell us what we got to do. You got to find
it. Take it around and take it, show it off, and take as many pictures as you can.
Where you had it with the decoy. I think that's not like that. Well, they did that with that travel elf thing.
Yes, they've done it. Like I said, the usual JF one is a teddy bear tour. So you take a teddy bear and you travel around and do the same thing. But they decided to change the theme up a bit this year to the JF Commander, so I guess they decided the decoy was the way they wanted to go.
So then people will fire off their pictures, and then will that be posted on a website? And
I believe each club will do kind of a scrapbook of it.
Okay.
And then there will be a winner chosen from all those scrapbooks or pictures, whatever they want to do, whether it be a collage or scrapbook, or I think it's something to do on paper.
Okay.
But usually the winner will be posted online or whatever have you, or if not, it definitely could be, depending. And usually each club will post their own online too, because they like showing off where this thing has all been. And it makes for some pretty good pictures. There's a couple good ones of it, square dancing last week up in Perth County, and some ones before with this one social we had with it. So,
If you want to go online and learn more about the junior farmers, how would you do that?
Now there's a nice, great, big, shiny JFA webpage that's back up for across the province.
Okay.
That is the main one. Then if not, there's always usually a Facebook group for anything local-wise. There is one for Waterloo Junior Farmers that we would have.
Okay.
If you want information, you can look on there or talk to any of us by yourselves, too. We all are very, very friendly people in Waterloo, and we all love talking, as we can tell here, because I'm on the radio show right now.
You're an experienced guy. You just got lots of enthusiasm. So just a reminder that that's jfao.net or .org?
jfao.on.ca.
on.ca. and that office is in Guelph. And so if you got that, you could get a link to the provincial organization. And the Waterloo link, I think it's Waterloo Junior Farmers, right?
There's an email, waterloojf at jfao.on.ca, or there's also the Facebook group page.
Facebook group page. Okay. Yep. So in fact, if they did want to get a hold of you guys for either to be members or activities.
Or even just general inquiries. We're always open to people asking about what the organization's about or anything they want to help with. Because usually we're very helpful people too.
Yeah.
We do a lot of partnering with the local Kiwanis group in Elmira. Mm-hmm. We help them with a bunch of events. So we're always busy in the community to some extent.
Okay. So, and then you're also getting invites from other counties, our neighboring counties, Perth and Brant, Oxford, Wellington. Brand.
Yeah, there's all kinds.
Yeah, so there's never a shortage of things to do.
No, there certainly isn't, especially now in the fall when everyone's somewhat slower on the farm after the harvest time is done. Then, like I said, the GF season really kicks off in full spirit.
And when is this trip to Sudbury?
This is myself, my dad, and a couple of guys. Usually we've done a moose hunting trip for the last 15, 20 years.
I was getting that confused with something else, right?
No, but Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay is where we go.
Holy diddle.
We drive up. This year we're taking the southern way, so it's about 14 hours roughly, but we leave the road by an hour from Thunder Bay and drive 2 hours back in the bush.
Oh, boy.
So it's quite the trip, but it's worth it every time because we're back in the lake all by ourselves, and it's just it's good
amazing.
Vacation.
You have time for your own personal stuff, too. That's amazing.
I have to make time for it. That's probably my first official vacation all year long, other than the various JF events on the weekends.
Right, because you're transitioning between one job to the next like this.
It kind of works nicely that way, too, almost.
Kind of nice getting your own sleep a little bit more. Right
yeah,
now?
A little bit, yeah. Not quite so much night shift anymore.
I got you. Okay, let's play the last song here. This is Tim Hicks, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll play this and then we'll come back and talk to Nick a bit more before we sign out for today. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's episode number 93 of the Swing or the Agriculture Show, Swing Jazz and Blues. That tells you forever. Okay, we'll get it together. See you in a bit. We'll play a song here. It's by Tim Hicks.
This town been a long time coming, been a long, hard drive. Gonna smoke some, gonna drink some, gonna find a little trouble if not we're gonna make some. Rolling, 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 we gonna throw it all down. We rolling, 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 yeah, you better watch out. Here comes the thunder. On the rocks, get the girls all wound up. Lemon drop shots, gonna play hard, gonna take names till the last dollar gone. Yeah, we're gonna make it rain. Come on.
Okay, so we are at the last of the show. My guest today is Nick Weber, and we have been talking junior farmers, so you can't imagine. There's just so much going on. That last song was by Tim Hicks. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, that song, I pretty well chose that one today. I was coming home from doing a bunch of errands, picking up stuff from moose hunting, and all of a sudden I look out across the field, and I see this nice wall of rain coming at me. I thought, I'm on my fourth song for today. It'll be Tim Hicks, Here Comes the Thunder, because it's all about the rainstorm coming in, and the other side of things, he's a nice, wonderful, up-and-coming Canadian artist, so why not support local talent?
That's what we want to do. We want to make sure we are. There's so much good Canadian talent out there. Let's play them. It's good.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, there's one of my guests brought in something by Corb Lund.
Yes.
It's funny songs. You know, something, Eyes Like a Highland Steer or something. I don't know what that title was. It was hilarious. Great songs.
Yep.
Some good stuff. So, well, you know what? We've had a good time here today, Nick. And, you know, just to remind our listeners, you know, there's a website. We finished off on that. You can go check them out.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about yourself, born and raised here in Elmira. And mom and dad are still farming away. And you've been busy with junior farmers, what, 3 years, I guess, right?
3 years officially and 4 years unofficially.
So there was, there's an important date is 3 years ago, because that was before junior farmers, and now it's after junior farmers.
It's a
big pivotal event.
It certainly was, so for me the second year, too, because all of a sudden I was president 2 years into it.
That's right.
And I've been ever since pretty well.
And you can explain all about junior farmer miles and your odometer.
There's
lots to do there. You gave us a great history of you know, what's been going on with the club. So, like, for instance, you're heading out on the roadside cleanup this week, right?
This Wednesday, a section of Nafziger Road between Carmel Cook, and I forget the second end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's about a country block there we end up cleaning both sides of the road on, which is always a good time.
Okay.
For the most part, it's pretty clean because we take care of it, but it means we get our name on the side of the road, so it makes us feel important and special because of that.
Wow. You know, you get your name out there, then that's how things are done nowadays.
It does, too, and also it's a good part thing to be, too. It's amazing how much trash we clean up the first time around. The second time afterwards, it's much cleaner afterwards, just the way things are.
Yeah. No, I did those, and you know it's all, you can have lots of fun. It may be a bad way. It could be a lot of things, but sometimes if it suits, you even get together afterwards for a burger or something.
Usually Tim Hortons is the hot spot afterwards, or if it's hot enough, we'll go down to the mill in Wellesley for ice cream or something. There's always something like that. Always a social aspect to it as well.
Precisely, and you can't beat that at all. So
it's across the road.
Yeah. So we got visitors.
Looking for the driving school.
Well, the driving school, that's downstairs.
Yeah.
it's pretty casual, our studios here, folks. I hope you're enjoying and listening here. We have people walking the door, and there's sometimes occasionally traffic going by that's roaring away, whether it's a motorcycle or a siren. But so
just underneath the front entrance down there, I believe.
Which door?
The one right in front.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
See, we're just helpful all over the
place.
Oh,
yeah, we have to be. It's part of the country spirit, I guess.
So we're just going to kind of hit the wrap up here, I guess. I just want to thank you, Nick. I guess we covered pretty well everything. Activities like crazy.
Did,
you're busy like crazy.
Oh, yeah. But wouldn't be any other way, just the way it is.
Wide variety of activities, things to look forward to, including exchanges and maybe participation on the Federation's board of some sort.
Oh, eventually, we could very well see that.
What else do we,
all kinds of provincial events.
Yeah, provincial
new
events.
New clubs starting up.
New clubs, yeah, because you went down to Windsor.
Yep, Kingsville. In fact, I actually just got a notification on my phone saying that he's down listening to me right now, and Mr. Nick Wilms, he's the head guy down there, so I'll give a shout-out down to him.
Good work. This is how it's done.
Exactly.
Hello, Windsor.
Yep.
And maybe we should have those guys come up for a little visit, too. That'd be kind of a
hoot. It'd be an interesting proposition sometime, doing a club exchange. It's been talked about a couple of times. Matter of getting it going again sometime.
And, you know, the door is always open here, because we're just really keen on our show to do all kinds of things for agriculture, and you guys are all an important part of that.
Oh, yes.
So, as you can tell, a lot's going on. We'll wrap up. Any last words? If you ate today, thank a farmer. What else can we say there?
I ate today, thank a farmer. And always, junior farmers is always looking for anyone and everyone. We love new people. Come out and join us. We don't bite. We promise.
Yep.
And we're all, like I said, we're all very friendly people. So it's just a great time. Anything, pretty much anything farm-wise is a lot of fun these days.
Yeah. There's traveling and Farmer Olympics, all kinds of great things.
Oh, there certainly is. And like I said, the name is misleading. Just be anyone with a bit of interest in country lifestyle or farming a bit or anything like that. We're more than welcome for anyone these days.
All right. So that's it, folks. That's our show today. Thanks again, Nick.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jeff.
And we'll see everybody next week in 120 hours, or what would it be? 7 times 20, 140 hours, I guess?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, folks, have a safe week, and we'll talk to you later. It's Agriculture Show, and we'll see you then. Bye for now.